Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. You're welcome to the 10th day in the month of January 2026. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful Saturday. And the Lord has still been good to us. We want to say thank you, Jesus. Your faithfulness, your mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. Thank you, Jesus, for all you do for us. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father and the Lord Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today we'll be looking at a continuation from a series we started yesterday, Freedom of Worship. We'll be looking at part 2. Freedom of Worship, Part 2. I am mistaken from Hymn 10. In Christ alone. In Christ alone. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Genesis 32 to 35. Genesis 32 to 35. Our memory verse is taken from Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 11. Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 11, which says, "The Lord will be terrible unto them, for it will famish all the gods of the earth, and men shall worship him, everyone from his place, even all the owls of the Edens." Our Bible reading is taken from Psalm 96 from verse 8 to 13. Psalm 96 from verse 8 to 13. From verse 8 it reads, "Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the Edens that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. It shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the fields be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, a lot of people want to worship the only true God, but they are limited by many factors. For example, Pharaoh prevented the children of Israel from leaving Egypt to worship God until a divine intervention compelled him to let them go. After God's intervention, he could not even wait until morning before releasing the children of Israel to go and worship God. That very night he called for Moses and Aaron and said, "Rise up and get you forth from among my people, both ye and the children of Israel, and go serve the Lord as ye have said." Like we see in Exodus 12 from verse 29 to 31. However, after making this pronouncement and releasing the Israelites, the Egyptians still went after them with the intention of bringing them back into bondage. But God silenced them in the Red Sea, and the Israelites were finally free to worship God. You probably want to worship God, but something is hindering you. You want to praise God and tell people about how great he is. But then, occasionally, you remember one little problem in your life that has lingered for a long time. that problem might be so bad that people around you have even been asking you where your God is. You look at that problem and suddenly it becomes a struggle to praise God. I decree that the Almighty God will intervene in your situation and silence whatever might be hindering you from worshiping Him in the way you really want to, in Jesus' name. Many people want to do mighty things like building churches for God, helping the poor, sponsoring crusades, and so on. However, the only hindrance they have is lack of finance. If you are one of such people, I pray for you today that you will receive the abundance you need in order to do anything you want to do for God, in Jesus' name. Revelation chapter 4 verse 11 says, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." God created all things for His pleasure. He created your hands to clap to Him in worship. He created your mouth to praise Him, and He created your legs to dance for Him. Therefore, anyone, whether in the government, in your family, or anywhere at all, who tries to hinder you from worshiping God and giving Him pleasure will face His wrath, like Pharaoh did, if he or she does not repent. Today's open heaven comes to the prayer point that says, "Father, please usher me into a new season of good health, prosperity, and complete freedom so that I can serve you without hindrance, in Jesus' name. Amen." Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for listening to us. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praiseforashready.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link you pop up on the search engine, copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praiseforashready.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. To hear my voice again and to be gathered for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.